Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the ABCs of the Bible. This is part 4 in our programs on the abomination of desolation. We read in the previous three programs from Matthew chapter 12, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21, where we gleaned 10 points about the abomination of desolation. And the 10 points are, number 1, you will see the abomination of desolation. Number 2, it is called the abomination. 3, of desolation. 4, it is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Number 5, about this abomination of desolation that you will see it standing somewhere. Point number 6 is you will see it standing in the holy place. But point number 7 is it will be standing in the holy place where it ought not to be standing. And point number 8 is when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then point number 9, know that its destruction has come. The destruction of Jerusalem has come. And then point number 10 is we need to understand something. And what we need to understand is that the Great Tribulation will break forth soon after the abomination of desolation is set up. And we know this because of the timing of the abomination of desolation. It is set up after the fourth seal, spoken of in the book of Revelation chapter 6, but before the fifth seal. Now the fourth seal, or the four seals, have to do with the four horsemen of the apocalypse. But then you have the abomination of desolation set up after the four horsemen of the apocalypse are described, which are the first four seals. And then you have the fifth seal open, which is the Great Tribulation, and that happens after the abomination of desolation is set up. So we know the timing, and also we know two other things from Daniel chapter 9, 11, and 12, because in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it talks about this abomination of desolation that was spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So we also read the book of Daniel, chapter 9, 11, and 12, where the abomination of desolation is spoken of. And these are the two themes that emerge when you read from these three chapters in the book of Daniel. The first theme is that the daily sacrifice will be taken away. And theme number 2 is that the sanctuary and the city will be destroyed. The sanctuary meaning the temple, and the city meaning Jerusalem. So those two themes will emerge from reading Daniel's chapter 9, 11, and 12. First theme, the daily sacrifice, which is performed in the temple, that will be taken away, which means first that it has to be restored. Second theme that we see is that the sanctuary and the city will be destroyed. If the sanctuary is destroyed, that means obviously the sanctuary, which is the temple, will also have to be rebuilt. But then it's going to be destroyed again along with the city, which is Jerusalem. Now today we're going to concentrate on the word desolation, because what we've been doing is taking these 10 points plus the two themes that we see in Daniel, and we've been going through each one, and we already have covered the first point, which is you are going to see this abomination of desolation. And then in our last program we discussed the meaning of the word abomination. So now in today's program we're going to discuss the meaning of the word desolation, because all you have to do is allow the Bible to interpret itself. And the way that we allow the Bible to interpret itself is we find out what is the Greek or Hebrew word that is used when we see abomination or desolation, and then we look throughout the scriptures to see where that same Greek or Hebrew word is used in other passages. And then when we put together all of the passages in their proper context, we can begin to see what God is teaching us through the Bible. So we don't put our own thoughts on it, we allow God's thoughts to come forth out of all of the passages which contain the same Greek or Hebrew word. So let's discuss this Hebrew and Greek word for desolation. The Greek word for desolation is eremomo, and it is spelled E-R-E-M-O-O, pronounced eremo-o. And the Hebrew word for desolation is shamem. It is spelled S-H-A-M-E-M, and it's pronounced shamem. And it means to devastate or to make amazed, to destroy or to make one wonder. So another way of understanding it is to say you can lay something waste. When you desolate it, you lay it waste, you destroy it, you bring it to nothing, and people are amazed and wonder at it because of the desolation. That's what the Greek and the Hebrew word means. Now we're going to see this same Hebrew and Greek word in other passages of the Bible, and this will again begin to illuminate its full meaning. So first let's turn over to Matthew chapter 12, and we'll read verse 25. This is Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25. And of course this is going to be using the Greek word. Jesus, knowing the thoughts of the Pharisees, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Now let's turn over to Revelation chapter 18, and we'll read verses 16 through 21. This is Revelation chapter 18 and verses 16 through 21. "Woe to the great city," which is Mystery Babylon, "for in 1 hour such great riches were desolated. Every seaman stood afar off and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, 'What is like the great city? For in 1 hour she was ruined.'" And this word ruined is also the same Greek word for desolation. So in one place it talks about, "For in 1 hour such great riches were desolated." And now it says, "For in 1 hour she was ruined." Now continuing in the scripture, it says, "Rejoice over her, heaven, and the holy apostles and the prophets, since God judged your judgment on her. And one strong angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'So on an impulse the great city Babylon will be thrown down and will not at all be found anymore.'" So it's going to be desolated, destroyed. And you can see that people are amazed because they're saying, "In 1 hour such great riches were desolated, were brought to nothing. In 1 hour, this whole system of Mystery Babylon was ruined." It's amazing how complete and how quick this desolation, this destruction can occur. That's the sense that we have here. And now let's find a Hebrew word, which is going to be in the Old Testament. We can turn over to Daniel chapter 9. And we'll read in verse 2. This is Daniel chapter 9, and we'll read in verse 2. Here it says, "In the first year of Darius' reign, I," speaking of Daniel, "understood the number of years by the reading of the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah the prophet." It is saying that Yahweh would accomplish 70 years, now notice this, 70 years in the destruction of Jerusalem. Now let's drop down to verse 17. "And now, our God, hear the prayer of your servant," and this is Daniel speaking, "and his holy desires, and cause your face to shine on your sanctuary that is desolate." Now to put this in context, what had happened was, because the nation of Israel, and primarily and specifically here, the southern tribes of Judah, they committed idolatry. They were rebelling against God, and God showed tremendous patience, but his patience wore thin, and out of love to punish them, to chastise them, to get them to wake up, to turn back to him, to worship him in spirit and in truth, Yahweh allowed them to be taken captive by the Babylonians, and they were captive for 70 years. That's what it talks about when the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet, and Jeremiah prophesied that it would be 70 years that the destruction of Jerusalem would occur. And the Israelites, specifically the Jews, were in captivity for those 70 years to the nation of Babylon. And then after that, Cyrus, let them go back to Jerusalem to begin to build the city and the sanctuary. But also, not only had the city of Jerusalem been destroyed, but also the sanctuary or the temple had been destroyed. So it says that the sanctuary was made desolate for the Lord's sake, because God didn't want any abominations to be in that temple. So he allowed it to become desolate. So by reading from the New Testament and from reading the Old Testament, both the Greek and the Hebrew, we see the word desolate means to bring to nothing, to destroy. And normally this type of desolation and destruction brings great amazement because of the completion of the destruction. So in review, we have covered already 3 points. The first point being that you will see this abomination of desolation that is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. That's point number one. It's something that you will see. The second point is that it is called an abomination. And in our previous program, we saw that abomination has to do with idolatry, idolatrous practices, false worship of God. God hates that. God wants all of us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The spirit is that we love God with all of our heart, might, and soul, that we obey God. And we have to obey God the way that He says to obey Him. That's the truth part of it. We can't just say that we love God and then do something contrary to Him. That is an abomination. That's idolatry. That's making up our own God because we're following our own thoughts, our own rules, our own ideas instead of following God. That's idolatry. That's an abomination. And this abomination of desolation, which is spoken of by Daniel the prophet, is going to do with idolatrous practices. But also we saw today that desolation means destruction. It means to bring to ruin, to bring to nothing. So this abomination of desolation that you will see is some kind of idolatrous practice that will cause desolation, destruction, ruin, and it will be amazing. And it is amazing that my time is already up for this program, so we'll have to pick this back up in the next program. And I thank you very much for joining me on this program. May God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.